It's 6:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. A plan to ship some of the nation's most dangerous types of nuclear waste to Far West Texas is moving forward, despite a new state law blocking the plan. Marfa Public Radio's Travis Bubenik has the latest.
Federal regulators have approved the plan from a company called Interim Storage Partners to ship an initial batch of 5,000 metric tons of nuke waste to rural Andrews County, right on the Texas-New Mexico border. But just last week, Governor Greg Abbott signed a bill into law that blocks the plan. So what now? Opponents who have fought this plan for years say somebody's probably going to sue, either the state, the feds, or the company. The bill's author, Republican Brooks Landgraf out of Odessa, has also said the courts could get involved. Meanwhile, the feds are also considering a very similar plan right down the road in New Mexico. A decision on that one is expected in January. I'm Travis Bubenik in Marfa.
On the Tuesday Health Watch, concerns about COVID long haulers, people with symptoms lingering weeks, even months after the virus has passed. A recent study of more than 3,700 long haulers in 56 countries found heart problems among the more consistent symptoms. KERA's Sam Baker talked about this with Dr. Srinivas Gujmedla, a cardiologist with Texas Health Fort Worth.
Chest discomfort, shortness of breath, palpitations. Long haulers tend to have these symptoms persist months after their active infection. You know, I've often seen patients who have complained of palpitations, marked fatigue.
In this case of the study, they were looking at people with confirmed or suspected COVID-19 with illness lasting more than 28 days. What kind of damage could that do?
You know, we don't know for sure the long-term damage. What we typically worry about is a condition called myocarditis. And myocarditis means inflammation of the heart. Sometimes viruses can cause inflammation of the heart and can cause weakening of the heart muscle that can result in congestive heart failure. A lot of times this is reversible, sometimes it's not. It's too early to tell the effects of the specific COVID-19 virus on the heart muscle, but we do know that it causes inflammation of the heart muscle. Now, whether it causes long-term heart failure, that remains to be seen.
What is it about COVID that causes these symptoms to occur in the first place?
What it does is it causes the body to release substances into the bloodstream that increases the inflammatory response. You get antibody formation, release of these substances. We call them inflammatory cytokines that can cause tissue damage. And when it causes tissue damage, it can cause various effects, not just on the cardiovascular system, but other systems, including the blood system. And this is especially important because we see in COVID-19 a propensity for the blood to clot. And so some patients with COVID-19 can get blood clots in their legs, they can get blood clots in their lungs, which is a serious condition called pulmonary embolus, which is very life-threatening.
As a cardiologist, though, what concerns you about long haulers?
The data is not out yet, but what concerns me is the development of a persistent myocarditis resulting in weakening of the pump function of the heart muscle, which can cause heart failure. The heart is not able to pump enough blood through the circulation to where blood backs up. It goes into the lungs. It causes people to stop breathing. But more importantly, if the heart failure is irreversible, their five-year life expectancy goes way down. And, you know, more data needs to come to get an idea of what proportion of these patients develop sort of a long myocarditis, which without recovery in the short term.
So in the meantime, what should long haulers do if they notice these kind of symptoms?
You know, we don't have any established diagnostic testing or treatments for long hauler COVID. But right now, the approach is to have a multidisciplinary approach to this. The cardiologists, the pulmonary critical care doctors, and other specialists involved in sort of having a holistic treatment plan for these patients. We don't have any specific therapies that may work.
How concerned are you about the Delta variant?
I'm very concerned because the Delta variant is far more transmissible and it could potentially be harder to treat. Now, with the vaccine, it actually reduces the risk of death and reduces the occurrence of symptoms if you were to obtain or get reinfected with COVID-19. And that's why it's vitally important that people get the vaccine, primarily for their own protection, because if you don't get the vaccine and you get COVID-19, it could potentially be much more deadly.
Dr. Goodenmetallot, thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much.